We're going to head out to Akron and be joined by Zips head coach Terry Bowden. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for your time, and obviously a tough road trip to Toledo with that 48-21 setback. And after getting back to campus and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Zips.
Well, I mean, they jumped on us so fast. They beat us just every way you can get beat. But the biggest thing is they came ready to go, jumped on us 21 points in the first quarter, and we spend the rest of the day trying to catch up. And they wouldn't let us. I mean, every time we score, they score. So it's just they jumped on us early, and you can't play a team that good like that. And so we just got to regroup now. You know, we won two out of our three West Division games, but we've got to put this one behind us. Did not play well enough to contend with Toledo, so we got to get ready for the next one.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Bowden and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Obviously, you got down early 21-0, and that's a tough position for your team to be in, but you got a quick – you got a score, and then also you had right before the half ball at your one-yard line, and you just moved and marched downfield and almost put a score in.
Right.
Kind of a key moment in that game, obviously,
If we were going to catch up, you're right. If we were going to catch up, if we were going to give this game a chance to be played four quarters, we needed to make something happen. We come off our one-yard line. We catch the ball on their one-yard line. On review, they ruled that he dropped it, and it did look like a good call. It just didn't show very well. But we came back, had a 40-yard field goal, and even a 40-yard field goal makes it 24-10, which makes it a two-score game with us getting the ball in the second half. We missed the field goal after the play was reviewed, put us back on the 25. I think we missed the field goal at the end of the quarter and end of the half, and then they came back out, held us, and scored the next series. So that was really, if there was a point where we were going to make something happen, we needed to make something happen right there, and we didn't.
In that game, obviously Toledo, a very good football team. Talk about performance by Thomas Woodson and his 205 yards passing and two TDs.
Thomas did a good job. I mean, we had one interception. He had a ball that was kind of high that was tipped for an interception and led to their third score. But he had some nice throws and did a good job. He, you know, Tommy's still getting closer to where he was before our shoulder surgery. And, you know, there were a lot of things we would have had to done better. We couldn't run the ball as well. Tommy did a good, solid job. Where the difference in this game was they ran for chunks and we ran for pieces. I mean, they ran for – their average was more like 8 yards a carry. Ours was more like 1.5 or 2 yards a carry. And that's where we got whipped, because every passing situation that we had was – it was in dire straits. You had to score it or you completed or punt. They were out there. If they didn't complete a pass, they could run the ball for a first down. So that was really where the game was really won, I think, their ability to run the ball at will and our inability to run against them.
Offensively, Trevon Chapman leading you with 6 receptions for 70 yards and that one touchdown. Just talk about what he brings to your offense.
Well, he's a physical guy. He's 205, 210 pounds, playing in the slot receiver position, and he caught 6 passes for 70 yards, 1 touchdown. But he's physical enough to take a beating in there to get knocked on and still catch the football. So he's got good power and strength and athleticism. And so it's nice to have a bigger body. A.J. Coney, our other slot receivers, you know, 5'7", 5'8", 175 pounds. So it's a little different than the two sizes. So Chapman gives us a good athletic person with some size that can be banged around inside and still catch the football.
Turning the page and looking ahead to this Saturday, getting back to a home contest with Buffalo coming in. When you look at film on the Bulls, talk about some of the challenges that present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, I mean, there's a real good football team now. If you look at their losses and who they played and how they've lost, you know, 7-17 to Minnesota, 17-21 to Army, 3 points in overtime to Western Michigan, 1 point to Northern Illinois, 10 points last week to Miami. Their losses have been very close to good people. They play very good defense. They're very good against the run. I know they've used 3 different quarterbacks, and whichever one they use, you know, they've got 3 different ones that we don't know who they're going to use. But they are a very good football team that lost a lot of close ball games, and we've got to play our best. They thumped us good last year. when we lost our quarterbacks last year, and they beat us. And so, you know, we know what we've got. We've got a very tough team coming in here, and we're now 4 games left in the Eastern Division, and we've got the first one. Buffalo is an outstanding football team that we've got. We've got to have a great week of practice.
When you take a look at Buffalo, obviously the transition they've had in the quarterback position on their third quarterback, and you got a young kid only had his first start last game, so you do have some film on him. Mm-hmm. Talk about that situation of coaching against and game planning against an offense that is going through their third quarterback and having a young quarterback going in there.
You know, they all run the offense the same way. Now, you know, the starter's been out for a while, who was their last year starter. He runs the ball a little bit better. Their backup just threw for 1 million yards against against Western Michigan. And then the freshman, and we know the freshman, he's from right here in Akron. He's from Hudson. So we've watched him play a lot. And so, yeah, they're all talented. They all can run their offense. You've got different levels of experience, and one can run. One of the older guys can run better. One can throw. The young guy is just every play he plays, he gets better and better. And so that's kind of the way he's gone. So we got to take care of us. We've got to take care of what we do and what we can do. Whoever they line up and play, we've got to be ready to play.
You know, you're sitting at the year, you're at the tied for first in the East with Ohio at a 3-1 record. You got a home game on Saturday, October 28th, against Buffalo, and everything is right there for your team for the taking.
Well, you know, it is. That's what I say, because when you lose a game like Toledo whipped us, you know, we had 3 straight wins, and then you lose one like at Toledo, and you get blue again. You get about a day off, and so it's key that we have everything still out there for us. Every goal we want is still out there. We've got to play one game at a time, and Buffalo's is the next one, and so that's kind of where we are. We're just now getting into Buffalo's game film and study of them, but it is every week now going on down the road. Every one of them is critical.
Well, Terry, we'll let you get back to preparation for Buffalo again. I want to say thank you for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday afternoon, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much again for Terry Bowden and his Akron Zips coming off the 48-21 setback at Toledo. Again, in that contest, quarterback Tommy Woodson, 18 of 33 passing for 205 yards and 2 touchdowns in that contest. His key target, senior wide receiver, Trevon Chapman, who led the team with 70 yards receiving on his 6 receptions, including 1 touchdown in that performance. And defensively, linebacker Ulysses Gilbert and also defensive end Jamal Davis, each leading the Zips with 8 tackles each. For Akron, they will be hosting Buffalo this coming Saturday, October 28th, an 11:30 a.m. kick. That game available on CBS Sports Network.